And it's something that, as I thought about it more and more, I realized that laziness isn't such a bad thing. Now, there's been times in my life where I've been, like, very lazy and haven't done, like, anything, and times in my life where I've, like, worked constantly for months. And what I've really come to realize is that laziness doesn't mean, like, you're some kind of bad person or a failure or a degenerate. I think there's a lot of negative kind of connotations with it, or with laziness. But I really think what it is that when you're feeling lazy about something, it's an indicator of a lack of passion or an unhappiness in that thing. So I think, like, for me, sometimes I feel that way about school, because I personally am not super passionate about traditional school and, like, going through that and standardized testing. Like, it's not something I enjoy at all. And so I'm kind of more lazy towards that, or I'm more lazy towards certain chores versus other chores because I don't like them as much. And I think that it plays out in careers too. When you see people who hate their jobs, not only does that usually bleed over into laziness in other areas of life, but these usually aren't the same kinds of people that will then go overachieve in their jobs. It's laziness is an indicator to watch. And usually the lazier you are, the less passion you have, and the more unhappy you are with your life or what you're doing or the responsibility that you have. And now that doesn't mean that no matter what, if you feel lazy towards it, don't do it because it makes you unhappy or something. Like, you have responsibilities that you have to take care of. But if, say, you hate your job, but you have student debt or a mortgage or whatever, do it till you don't have to do it. So do it, but then on the other hand, be doing that while balancing out something that really makes you happy that could eventually replace what doesn't make you happy. So maybe that's starting a side hustle that could eventually become your full-time income, or working part-time somewhere you really, really love until you get a better opportunity. Or maybe it's just completely switching careers or going back to school or something. But if something's making you unhappy, if at all possible, audit it out of your life. Because that's really what I want for myself and for everyone who listens to this, and everyone who doesn't listen to it, and for everyone who listened to it at any other point. I just want them to be happy, to be able to wake up every day just pumped. Because happiness is, in my opinion, the key to success, and that's what success is.